Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Morning, Tony.
So the Red Wave Inn over around Fresno State saved by crowdfund. What's this all about, Gabe?
Yeah, so, a favorite place for a lot of people to get beers and tacos before Bulldog games. They've been around for 34 years. Like many local restaurants, they've been really struggling during COVID. You know, takeout is not paying the bills. They have a lot of loyal customers, so one of them started a GoFundMe campaign to help them out. It's a family-owned and operated company. They need to pay their bills for the next couple months. So they've this GoFundMe campaign, which has been circulating on social media, has raised about $14,000, and the total goal is about $25,000. One really interesting thing about this campaign was that the person who started it was able to cut them a check for $11,400 recently, which is usually weird. As far as I understood, you had to meet the whole goal before getting that money. So they're getting some of that help immediately. The owners have been overwhelmed by the support. Coming in from a lot of people just have a lot of fond memories of that place. We talked to one local attorney who said that the Red Wave Inn sponsored his softball team when he was in college. So he wanted to turn around and help donate. So you can go to thebusinessjournal.com and click on that story. If you guys want to donate too, you could Google GoFundMe Red Wave Inn. But that's a local restaurant that looks like they're doing better than before.
And Gabe from the Business Journal, tell us about rent relief for landlords in Fresno.
Yeah, this is part of $16 million that the Mayor Dyer just recently announced. It's from the most recent federal stimulus. A lot of interest in the program, obviously a lot of need. It's going to look different than a program that ran last July where people got $1,500 for individuals, $3,000 per family grants for housing retention. This latest pot of money is going to go directly to landlords, according to Council President Luis Chavez. We're talking mom and pop landlords, less than five dwellings or less for rent. And Chavez says that this is about 80% of the landlords renting in Fresno. And they're going to get $5,000 per dwelling. So that's a little more than before. That $16 million is not going to go a whole pretty far in a town this size. There's 98,000 rental properties in Fresno, but some landlords haven't seen a check since March. So they're hoping to give them a little bit of breathing room and then hopefully keep people off the streets. So they're kind of ironing out the details of how this program is going to run, but they want it to be up and going in a couple weeks. So I know a lot of landlords, people that rent from them are going to need that help.
Yeah, that's a nice story there, Gabe. Hey, stay dry and warm and have a decent week, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
You want more information on these stories that Gabe talked about, all news that is business? Pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.